Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shub, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shub, how are you this afternoon?
Yes, very well, thanks, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm also a strong thank you, Prof. Very interestingly, for the first time, I'm coming across people who are vaccinated or going to be vaccinated. Our process seems to be underway. I just thought I'd tell you that. It's kind of becoming real now.
Well, yeah, phase two is actually only starting on Monday, but up to now it's been for healthcare workers.
Yeah, no, quite amazing that it's becoming real. I must say, that's making me pretty ecstatic. But today we're going to chatter about the story behind the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Yeah, Chief Son, I've been getting quite a few queries now. People that get the AstraZeneca vaccine overseas and then want to come to South Africa. And what's the position? As you remember, you know, we did import in this country in February about 1 million doses and ordered another 500,000 doses. And then we decided, no, we weren't going to use it, and it was sold to the African Union. I don't know if you remember that. And there have been quite a few queries, you know, why did we know? So just to give you some of the background, it's a good vaccine, AstraZeneca. Let me start with that base.
Yeah.
It's a good vaccine. It's a safe vaccine. It's one of the cheapest of the vaccines. It's stored very easily. It's actually it's effective against the variant which circulates in the UK, the B117 variant, which was a worry in the UK at one stage. And it's performed very well there and in other countries where it is used. But the kind of big problem with AstraZeneca in this country is our variant. That variant was key. It's a big bugbear, the B1.351. Because that, unfortunately, is quite a resistant variant. And when they, unfortunately, there was a small trial which was done in this country, which showed, in fact, very little efficacy against mild or moderate infection. About 10.5%, which is really almost nothing, in fact. And unfortunately, that trial didn't look at severe infection. So we don't know whether it's going to protect against severe infection, which is really, I guess, the main aim of vaccination, you know, to stop people getting into hospital and getting very ill. But even against mild infection, it's very, very low of efficacy. And then in various laboratory tests also, it didn't prove to be very effective against this B351. So it's very good overseas, but people who come here have been immunized with or vaccinated with AstraZeneca overseas, they really need to treat themselves as if they haven't been vaccinated, because they won't really be, as far as you know, protected against this 351 variant. Now, this is a moving knowledge base. It might change in the future, but this is the scientific evidence that we have up to now.
So, Prof, what is the number one best vaccine for us here in South Africa as at today?
Yeah, we are limited to the two vaccines. Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson have been shown to work against this variant pretty satisfactorily. It protects, its efficacy is about 65% with mild infection, but importantly, with severe infection, it's about 85 to 88% effective. So it's pretty, pretty good, both of those. Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. But other vaccines, we're still evaluating. We don't know at this stage. Those are the two premium vaccines worldwide. So in some ways, we're actually fortunate that we've got a good stock of that to carry us through to to herd immunity.
Professor Shub, as always, thank you so very much for your insights. And, we're certainly a little bit wiser this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Sam. All the best.